This is the story about...
I want to do it too.
Okay.
One, two.
This is Precious Lives.
Stories about kids.
Teens.
Guns.
And how we end the violence.
Bye-bye.
Because we are precious.
I'm Eric Vaughn. This is Precious Lives. Most everyone agrees that there's too much gun violence in America. But when it comes to how to curb the violence and who's responsible, the nation is deeply divided. For instance, can legislation do anything at all if the culture around guns doesn't change? Precious Lives producer Emily Foreman learned how one high school art teacher tackled this question head on by letting her students' personal stories drive the lesson plan.
Before Trace Montebelli taught high school art, she was an EMT.
And on a hot summer day, Friday or Saturday nights, it would appear as if it was the wild, wild west. We'd get 5, 6, 7, 8 shootings a day.
She met many kids from the vantage point of an ambulance. Those kids resemble her current students. Same stress, same trauma.
17-year-old male. He has a puncture wound. It's probably about 30 millimeters.
Last February, Trace was teaching art at Vinson High School in Northwest Milwaukee. In the middle of class, a student burst into tears.
She's crying.
Trace tried to talk to her.
Today, what's up? And she said, Miss Trace, I don't want to talk about it.
Later, another student asked to be excused from class because
his cousin was just shot and killed.
Both students were mourning the death of 17-year-old Precise Martin. Precise's friend didn't realize that there was a bullet in the chamber when he pointed an AR-15 rifle at Precise's chest and pulled the trigger. He said he never meant to hurt him, that he was just playing around. This wasn't the first time Trace's students have been hurt by gun violence.
Some of them are very, very depressed and living in a state of fear. They're in this, like, survival mode.
The unintended deaths sting the most. So that's how she decided to frame her lesson plan. How might these kind of deaths be prevented?
And had the person with the firearm known there was a bullet in the chamber, this accident wouldn't have happened.
Trace invited Dr. Stephen Hargarden to speak to her students. Hargarden is a leading medical expert on firearm injury prevention at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He's talked about strategies for reducing gun violence at the United Nations. At Vinson High, he explained how changing the gun could save lives.
Auto-locking system, translucent chambers so that you could see the firearm is loaded.
And technology that makes it so only the owner can fire the gun. In some countries, but not in U.S. stores, you can actually buy smart guns. Like a gun that won't fire unless the owner's radio frequency wristwatch is within range. When Hargarden mentioned the long list of consumer products, from cribs to automobiles, that the government regulates for safety.
I mean, there's thousands of safety features on automobiles, and they're recalled all the time.
They were floored to learn that there's no safety standardization across firearm manufacturers.
And that really turned my students on to, holy moly, this is something serious.
Like you let America kill themselves.
I am Raquel Stewart Noble. I'm 18.
She took Trace's class the February that Precise was killed. Today, she's a freshman at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee.
I'm one of the greatest people you ever meet, so remember me.
After Hargarden's talk, the students sent letters.
75 letters.
To aldermen, congressmen, senators, and the president, urging them to make all newly manufactured guns safer. Here's Raquel reading on behalf of her classmate, who was too shy to read her letter aloud.
Dear President Obama, guns affect me personally. It actually changed my whole young life. These deaths left a hole in me and my heart. The world is getting hectic, but yet you all haven't done anything about it. I'm living life one day at a time. No time to think about the future. I may not see tomorrow. I'd rather be in heaven where I know I'm safe than get murdered by walking down the street. Sincerely, your future.
They received letters back from President Obama, Congresswoman Gwen Moore, and Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett. But Alderman Jim Bull actually took the time to visit.
I was very happy to see these young people take an active role.
He represents District 5, where many Vinson High students live.
To try to find solutions to what is truly a real problem plaguing the city of Milwaukee. Way too much violence.
But according to Bull, a government mandate of safer guns is the wrong approach.
We try earnestly over and over and over again to create laws that work, and they don't. We create laws for people who obey laws. There's better than 200 million current handguns on the streets. Do we think that the criminal element is going to turn around and buy this more expensive gun?
He quoted Gandhi, told the students to be the change they want to see.
If they lead by example, that in and of itself is more powerful than any particular mandate that government can try to create.
Raquel appreciated the visit, but she's tired of feeling like elected leaders always push it back on her to set the example for her community.
They don't care about this community. I feel like they've blocked off our community. They put walls around our community where it's like we're going to let them kill themselves, and when they die off because we're not going to help the starving, we're going to help the thriving.
While Trace's class gave her students a voice, they were left feeling profoundly frustrated.
I feel like our spirit and our hope is just dying off with all the people that are dying off.
And underrepresented in the national gun debate.
I'm thinking of that song Kanye say, "What's a mob to a king?" Unless we have a king in our mob, we're not gonna be heard.
What's a mob to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer?
You can find links to the Smart Gun Debate on our website, preciouslivesproject.org. Precious Lives is produced by 371 Productions in association with WUWM, WNOV, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. We're supported by the Greater Milwaukee Foundation and the Isabel and Alfred Bader Fund. Music by Kieran V. of Fresh Cut Collective.